This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we're having a whole heap of fun. We are talking a lot of Eurovision today on the show because we're very excited for it. We actually got a message in from Eric saying, "Hi, Joy. Why don't you talk about Palestine in the Eurovision context? Many of us are boycotting Eurovision, Israel, and we should acknowledge this." Look, Eric, we completely do acknowledge everyone's choices to be able to do that and the choice in regard to it. And we do respect that. Here at Joy, we are celebrating Eurovision. We have teams who are a part of the Joy team who are actually over there in Tel Aviv and are a part of Eurovision. And we do completely acknowledge and understand what you're saying. And we are choosing to celebrate the music that's coming from all around the world and the joy that that brings. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today because that's what it is for us. But we absolutely do respect and understand that stance and what you're taking in regard to that boycott. Speaking of boycotts, there's been a bit of hubbub this week. Have you noticed a bit of drama about Drag Story Time, Robbie?
I certainly have. Haven't they?
It's been going off the hook.
Isn't it great? The Mummy Warriors are in full force again.
I know. For those that don't realise, Antidepressant did Drag Story Time during midsummer in the Wyndham City Council.
And she went to the local library and read storybooks to the kids.
And the past couple of weeks, the Australian and things like that and the binary group that only believe in two genders have been trying really hard to go at Labor, saying that Labor are trying to put Drag Story Time in schools, which they aren't. And it finally caught attention in the last few days of the election because Annie was getting a lot of hate on social media and that caused a bit of a stir. But it was something that was really interesting because that all kicked off on Monday. And the next day, yesterday actually, I was all frocked up in my Frock Hudson-ness and I did Drag Story Time. I actually did Drag Story Time yesterday in full draggy delight with a gaggle of kids and I loved it.
How did it go?
It was really wonderful. It's this funny thing where I laugh about keyboard warriors, Robbie.
Yes.
And there are many of them in the lead up to the election. And I have a really big issue with people that will jump on social media but won't actually contribute in any other capacity. So if you actually went to any story time for a child, or let alone Drag Story Time, it's actually just reading to kids. That's it. It's giving the parents or the teachers or carers that are looking after them a bit of a breather and reading kids a story, not telling them one narrative or another. It's reading a book, which I'm amazed that people are shocked by. I had an absolute ball doing Drag Story Time. I did it in RMIT as a part of their Pride Week and a part of their Ida Hobbit celebrations. And they got lots of different kids. I reckon they were from like age 6 or 7 and younger all together. And normally, apparently, the story time only goes for about 30 minutes. We were like 45 minutes in and I was running out of books. And but what I love is how focused the kids were. I had the big wig that Frock wore to Mardi Gras that's rainbow coloured with a bit of black regrowth. And they weren't shocked that there was a man in a dress with a giant wig in front of them. They couldn't comprehend why there was regrowth in my wig. So they were like, "I understand the rainbow, but when we started having questions, which happened a lot, but why is there black there?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's regrowth. I want my hair to be rainbow." Well, you talk to your parents and they'll let you know. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But it's just a real shame that people choose to make targets in these ways of things like
it's
that.
It's so weird. And I was watching some of the coverage that Antidepressant was having on some of the news networks. And one of the things that they did in this news piece was get a clinical psychologist in to say, "Look, there's really not going to be any massive detrimental effects on your children if they are exposed to this." I just think,
oh, it's drama-rama. And you know what? In the lead up to the end of the election, it's the kind of drama-rama that these people wanted to cause.
Yeah.
Because I find it really funny. Like, when someone dresses as a pirate at a kid's party, do you think the kid doesn't understand that pirates aren't real? Do you think if a pirate, someone dressed up as a pirate going towards a kid party, that means the child is going to get a life of crime? Like, some people need to get a grip. But also, like, I think the big drama is the issue that people are trying to make in a wider capacity with all of this, where they're trying to make it about a certain governmental party trying to put this in schools. And none of that drama's going on and none of that ridiculousness.
No, and the kids themselves are so far removed from the entire situation. It's just
the kids
ridiculous.
Are just happy to have a story read to them. But there's another interesting take on all of this for me that I haven't let you in on. Then I did another Ida Hobbit event yesterday, which was an allies queer trivia, which was great. It was a room full of allies and they were all asked questions about LGBT history and I history, actually, because the intersexism of it all completely confused them. And it was great to have that conversation. And it was me and Geraldine Hickey. We were having a great time. And it, what actually happened is it turns out we were at the library that Annie had done it at. We were actually in the building that Annie had done it at. And when I mentioned that I'd done Drag Storytime, I was talking to them about it and they were like, yeah, we've gotten a lot of phone calls. And then it flipped and all of them are asking, when is it coming back?
When's it coming back?
When are we, can we do Drag Storytime again? This actually sounds really interesting. So it was great to see the amount of support there was for it, because I'm all for any time where parents get to have their children looked after by other people. I think it's a bang on for that one.
Yeah. look, I will just add that, you know, I normally have a blanket rule of staying away from the comments on these stupid, you know, puff pieces in the news. But I did look at some of the comments on one of the news articles, and yeah, there was some crap there, but there were some really beautiful affirming messages too.
Absolutely.
About parents going, I would love for my kids to see this. I would love for my kids would love that so much. So there was definitely two sides to this, which is great.
Absolutely. The thing I think that really gets my goat, if I'm going to be really honest, is that they're really just trying to have a dig at the transgender community. Like when they try to drum up these stories about drag queens, they're really just actually trying to have a go at gender diverse individuals and trans individuals. And that's why I get my goat up. Probably that's why I get really, really frustrated, because actually it's just an excuse for them to spout ignorance in regards to gender diversity, just like Kerry Ann did earlier today on television. And that got me even more annoyed. It's really disappointing when people have an opportunity to have this position of power and have this opportunity to speak and to not support people and not realise that, you know, marginalised people go through a lot.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have to go through further stigmatisation and further pressure. And what's upsetting me now is the Drag story time thing is just a disguise to attack trans people. So I want to remind everyone that we've got to have our trans brothers and sisters, or however they identify, we've got to have their backs. We've got to stand with them in support. Mm. And if that means sometimes adding to a comment on social media to show your support for something, fine. If that means just standing there and going, no, it's not right that they be treated that way, that's great too.
Yeah.
Because that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
And that's my word for the day.
Dean's Corner.
I couldn't help it. I've gone, welcome to Dean's Corner, and I've got my frustration out.
No, there is still a major part of the community to educate and... You know,
I mean, we're always still finding ways to learn as well. So just remember, have other members of our communities back. Support those who are further marginalised. And if a kid wants to read a book, let them read a book. I don't care whether they wear a dress or not. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.